Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning. Good morning, listening audience out there. And we want to thank you for tuning in to Homebase Business 101 this morning. Hey, it's a beautiful Sunday morning. And we're just so thankful for all of you that have decided to spend your Sunday morning with us here on Homebase Business 101. Hey, I want to take time again, as always, to thank our listening audience, because this is listener-supported radio, and 20,245 of you have felt that what we're talking about here is important enough for you to tune in and listen. And we just want to again say thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, with that in mind, as you come and listen, make sure that you sign up and get your free gift. And you can do that by going to www.zamzoofreeagent.com/movementsunlimited. It is totally free, a free gift. Does not cost you anything. Will not ask you for no credit card information, no checking account information. Will not even ask you for your Social Security number. Nothing that violates what we call personal space. There's no gotchas. There's no, well, sign up for free 14 days from now. You know, we'll be drafting your account. None of that kind of stuff. When we say free, we mean free. Free for life. But you have to take advantage of that offer while it is going on right now. And, hey, today's show, we're going to talk about an important topic. And that important topic is about commitment and total commitment. And the theme of today's show is called Total Commitment is the First Step to Greatness. The first step to greatness is total commitment. People, you know, this is so, so important that you are committed to what it is that you say you stand for in terms of your business life. You know, you have to do that. If you're not totally committed, then you're going to be wishy-washy. Or, you know, something that one of the great network marketers talks about, Mark Yarnell, and I'm going to share a piece that he has from a book called A Lotus Code, and then I'm going to go into some information from another book, and it's called Cultivate Your Thoughts, out of a book he has called A Lotus Code. And when he talks about cultivating your thoughts, he has a tool in here. He says you have to tame, and when I use some of these terms, people, I want to make sure people understand, we're not calling people names or stuff like that, but he has this thing called tame the monkey mind. So, I mean, we're not calling anybody out there monkeys. Don't want anybody feel though you were offending somebody or you calling me a monkey. No, he says the monkey mind is a term in Eastern philosophy to designate a state of mind that jumps from thought to thought like a monkey jumps from tree to tree. The monkey mind is not content with existing in the present moment, but rather engages in thoughts through thoughts that pass through. It's always chattering, complaining, comparing, judging, and worrying. Okay, now what does that have to do with what I'm talking about today when I talk about total commitment? You know, I have colleagues who, you know, I talk to at different times who haven't become grounded in what they're doing. And so they jump from one opportunity to another opportunity to another opportunity to another opportunity. In some way, you got to stake your flag and say, this is what I stand for. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm about. And you got to do that. If you don't, then you're just going to be bouncing and bouncing and bouncing and bouncing and bouncing and bouncing and bouncing around. You know, you got to stake your flag. You got to be able to make a conscious decision about, I found something, I'm going to work it, and I'm going to give it time to blossom. Now, when we say give it time to blossom, you know, that's important. You have to give your efforts time to blossom. If you constantly start on something and then quit and go jump to something else, and then quit and go jump to something else, and quit and go jump to something else, then you'll never be able to obtain what it is that you want to obtain, because you're constantly running before you get settled. And what do I mean running before you get settled? It's like running down the beach trying to gather sand as opposed to sitting on the beach with all of the sand that's in front of you and building that sandcastle. See, you can run down the beach with a bucket and try to gather. I mean, the sand is there. And you can run down the beach, try to keep gathering sand. When you can sit in a spot on the beach, and you can move about as much sand as you want and build whatever you want right there. That means being settled. And so it's the same in our business life. We have to be settled. We have to know that we're working to fulfill our destiny. And what I want to do, I'm going to read the show description here, and it basically I'm using some information from a great book. The book is called Pushing Up People by Art Williams. It's one of the tremendous management books, and his chapter 8, Total Commitment is the First Step to Greatness. It says management mistakes. Some managers have only a half-hearted commitment to what they're doing, and it shows. Leadership solution. A great leader has a total commitment to his business and personal goals. See, you have to have that total commitment. See, people that have half-hearted commitment, you know, they be like, you know, well, I'm going to see if it works. If it does, fine. If it don't, no big deal. But you already then said, when you tell me that, you don't believe in what you're doing. See, when you say that, you don't believe in what you're doing. If you believe in what you're doing, then you can't make that kind of statement. I'll see if it works. If it works, fine. If it don't, whatever. The other mistake that people have, and this is, it's a management skill and a leadership skill, when we talk about total commitment to your business and your personal goals, is that in most cases, you're getting people to be involved with you, and you're building, as what we like to say at times, a volunteer army. Whether it's a network marketing, if you have a nonprofit business, if you have a club, if you have a group of people coming together to work on a project, unless you're paying them out of your pocket, in most cases, you've got a volunteer army. You got people that you're asking to sacrifice time to get involved with your cause. Well, if you got a volunteer army, people, listen to this. Don't boss people around. Don't be a slave driver. Don't do that. You know, Taj Mahal used to have a song called Slave Driver. Catch a fire, the table will turn. Every time I hear the crack of the whip, my blood run cold, because it remind me on the slave ship where they brutalized my very soul. Today they say that we are free, only to be held here in captivity. See, I know them words so clear, because I don't get involved in anything where I feel as though someone is treating me like a slave. And you need to feel that way as you engage people in what you're doing, is that you can't be cracking whips. You asking people to volunteer. That's why this book by Art Williams called Pushing Up People. the secret behind one of the most exciting success stories in American business. You better know how to push people up, not pull them down. See, if they want to be depressed, they can go to work and get that. Matter of fact, that's what they're getting every day in most cases at work. They go to work and, you know what I mean, they're at least, you know, even though it's still wrong, at least they're coming home with a paycheck. That's why they go, I mean, because they ain't figured out how to do something else yet. I mean, that's a whole nother show, how to figure out how to do something else yet where they can free themselves up. See, but you got a volunteer army. And they need to, one, know that you totally committed to your business and your personal goals, but at the same time, they need to know that you're about people and that you care. See, you bring people on, you start cracking whips, and then people start figuring, oh, well, the only reason I'm here is for you to be successful. They ain't staying. I don't care. You know, you might keep them for a little while, but they ain't staying. Why are they going to stay? Why would I want to stay and be a part of an organization or be with someone who's constantly bossing me around? You go through that at work. When you volunteer to participate in something, it should be for joy. That's right. You hear what I said. For joy. See, even if they don't get it all right, you know, and that's one of the things, you know, with my wife in terms of, you know, working with children with dance and theater, you know, you never expected them coming in being perfect. People that, I don't know why you got all of them children, you giving them an opportunity to be in this, that, and another. They, you know, they don't know their left foot from their right foot, but they want to be here, see? And so you find a way to make it inclusive. You don't, if you tear down, you constantly tearing people down, you're going to look up one day and there ain't going to be nobody there but you. And then you're going to wonder why, well, why none of them, all of them. And see, you're going to try to find fault. See, it's all their fault. Yeah, it's their fault. It's their fault. No, it's your fault. See, you can't be a leader if you look up and you don't see anybody around you that's following. You're not a leader. A leader finds ways to motivate people, encourage people, not discourage people. And I say that because I know so many people who have worthwhile causes, involved in worthwhile things, but do not know how to manage people. And so they discourage people. And then they look around and they say, why do you do this? Because you keep discouraging. You keep tearing down. You tear down. Now, see, I can speak on this because one of the first people that helped me with improving management before I even got involved in A.L. Williams was a good brother by the name of Francis L. Warren, first African-American Regional Commissioner for HEW. That's Health, Education, and Welfare, for y'all that don't know what that's about. He used to tell his story, a child that grew up on welfare that one day got to manage welfare. Well, you know, we had an organization. We was doing some positive work in New Orleans. And see, I still came in with that management philosophy from the job world. And I used to tear people down. And he used to tell me, say, you know, for everything that you say to tear somebody down, you got to put together five more things to build them back up. He said, so why tear down to have to build back up? He said, these people, they volunteering, they joining. See, this ain't the Marine Corps where, you know, in the Marine Corps and the military, yeah, you volunteer too. But when you don't know you volunteered to something you can't get out of. He said, you know, yeah, their thing is they ain't nowhere else for the people to go unless they get discharged. And so in the military, yeah, they tear down. See, but they tear down because they want to create something else. He said, but we can't treat people like that. He said, so we have to build people up. And this was before I even ever read the book called Pushing Up People by Art Williams. And, you know, he used to get in my case, you know, because he said it's easy to find fault. He said, take your time and find good. See, people, and so this is what something I want everybody out there to understand, that you're building your organization, you're building your teams, whether it's a network marketing or if you're building yourself a nonprofit business, a community group, a club, you got to find a way to push people up, not pull people down. If every meeting you have, all you're doing is pulling people down, don't expect them to stay. Don't expect people to stay. If every time you have a meeting, you're constantly finding fault in people. Now, sure, sometimes people are going to make mistakes. They're going to do something the right way. You have to find a way, a creative way, to address that issue and still praise the person. Or something I used to like that we used to talk about in an organization I was involved with is you criticize the behavior, but you don't condemn the person. And that's hard, see, because we're so used to living in a negative society that we take and condemn the person along with the behavior. See, so you got to find a way to criticize the behavior. Yes, you know, you don't want certain kind of behavior creeping up in your organization. But don't condemn the person, because then you leave them no room to stay within the good confines of the organization. And the only thing they can do is to make an exit or attack you back. Now, let me get into some of our subject matter for today. But that's, you know, a leadership principle for you to understand about how to treat people. Okay, Art Williams talks about the following. He has a push-up principle. You can't ever be truly successful until you make a total commitment. This is important, see, because I said earlier. Now, I talk to people who, they keep telling me, you know, they was doing this, but now they're not doing that, they're doing this. They was doing this, but, oh, now I'm not doing that, I'm doing this. Oh, yeah, well, you know, hey, man, I found this. You know, they don't ever give anything time to blossom. He says people have difficulty making a commitment to anything. They spend their whole lives going from one thing to another, looking for a quick and easy way to success, or if they just settle for something less than their dreams. Many people make a half-hearted commitment to something and tell themselves they are making a total commitment. Then they see something better somewhere else. The grass looks greener in a new business or job. They commit a little while for something new. Then they get tired of that business too, and they're off again to something else. Now, I don't believe that you have just one chance to do something great in your life, but I don't believe that you get an unlimited number of chances either. Sometime in your life, you got to stop running. You got to say, now, this is it. This is a good opportunity, and I'm going to take it all the way. This time, I'm going to stand and fight until I win. When you finally make that total commitment, nothing in your life will be the same. Maybe for the first time, you'll have a real direction in your life, a purpose for getting up in the morning and working hard every day. When you see everything you do as one more step toward reaching the goals you're committed to, no task seems too big or too small. See, now let's break this paragraph down right here. He's talking about in terms of this to truly be successful, you can't be that until you make a total commitment. He says many people make a half-hearted commitment to something. See, that's so true. People say, well, you know, I'm going to give this a shot. I'm going to give it a try. You know, I'm going to see. Now, you got to make a commitment. It can't be half-hearted. Excuse me. Like when I used to live in New Orleans, we used to play a game. You know, I played a game. Some of you are probably familiar with this game. It's a card game called Big Whisk. Well, anyway, you know, friends of mine in New Orleans used to always say when they, you know, we would make a bid, you know, they would say, no half-stepping. You know, and people say, yeah, I'm making this bid. You know, we go five or we go, you know, five, no trump. Any of you know about the game, I ain't going to try to explain the game over the phone. But those of you who are big whisk players. But I, you know, had a partner used to say, no half-stepping. We full-stepping. See, and it's the same with your business. You can't make half-steps. Now I'm gonna stick my toe in the water and see. You got to make a total commitment. Until you make a total commitment, you will never see the success that you want to see from your business because you ain't committed to it. You know what? Not only are you not committed to it, the people you talk to, they can sense that you're not committed to it. So they ain't going to join. See, there's something called body language and there's something that's called auras. And people can sense whether you're committed to something or whether you're not. And this is a little bit, in the same light, but some people might think a little bit off the subject, but it is on the subject. I used to tell people in terms of relationships that somebody can tell whether or not when you're talking to them, whether you're really interested in them or if you're interested in something else. You know, and they could sense whether or not you're making a commitment to them or commitment to something else. I mean, and you have to follow your gut. And so, you know, those people out there that's listening, you know, hey, in terms of relationship development and building, you can tell if somebody's really interested in you or if they're looking to play you. And if they're looking to play you, then you need to know not to step in that direction. And don't think later on, I wonder why they treated me like that. Because you already knew from the beginning they weren't committed to you. It's the same with your business. You have to be committed to your business in order for other people to be involved in your business because they can sense whether or not you're committed or whether you're just doing something for the sake of doing something. See, if you really believe in what you're doing, you won't get tired of it. You won't run off to go do something else. And as Art Williams says, he says, no, I don't believe you just have one chance to do something great in life, but you ain't got an unlimited number of chances either. So sometime in your life, you got to stop running. You got to say, this is where I'm going to plant my flag. And work. See, because the other side is there is no way to become successful without work. Success only comes before work in the dictionary. And what do I mean by that? The letter S comes before the letter W in the dictionary. But see, you can't become successful without work. So you got to work at what you do. See, that way you'll have a purpose, as he says, for getting up in the morning and working hard every day. You'll know why you're doing what you're doing. If you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, then you won't have a reason to push yourself. You'll quit. See, that's the biggest mistake most people make. They quit on themselves. They quit on themselves. They become bitter. And they don't have the mental toughness and the mental fortitude to move on. He goes on to say, one of the best benefits of total commitment is that it helps you to develop the mental toughness you need to withstand pressure that builds up in any area of your work or your life. When you made the decision to make your business or organization work, when you've made that decision to do that, no matter how hard you have to work, no matter what comes up, you eliminate the possibility of quitting. It's amazing how you learn to take problems and turn them into opportunities to improve your business and yourself instead of using them as excuses for your failure. See, people, some of you out there have been, you know, just listen, you've read Think and Grow Rich. You know in that book, Napoleon Hill has a statement. In every adversity, there's a cloud. There's an opportunity where you can take an adversity and turn it into a silver lining. See, in every adversity, you got to look and search for what is I supposed to learn from this, what is the good out of it that I can get from it, and how am I able to move on? Les Brown, one of the great motivators, say, don't get mad, get motivated. Don't get bitter, get motivated. Something didn't go the way you had planned. Stop and check yourself out first. What did I do? What did I contribute to why this happened the way it happened? And what do I need to do so that this doesn't happen again? What am I supposed to learn from this and how to move forward? It's easy to point fingers. It's easy to call other people's names. It's easy to say that everybody else is at fault. That is the easy way out. That everybody else is at fault. That it's not my fault. It's them. It's them. It's them. It's them. No, you're building something that's important to you, so you have to analyze every step along the way. You have to say, okay, maybe I did something wrong. See, that's when you know you're committed to what you're doing. See, now I don't go into a deep blame game on myself, but when something doesn't go the way that I want it to go or the way I would have intended for it to go or the way that I'd like for it to have gone, I have to stop and take a moment and reflect on, did I do all that I needed to do to make it go the way that I really wanted it to go? Is there something else that I could have done to make it go the way I wanted it to go? You know, and when you get criticized, none of us like to be criticized. None of us. You know, hey, I don't like being criticized. None of us likes that. I mean, it's, you know, it takes a lot to be able to stop. So, okay, well, let me hear this person's point of view. Because the natural response is we're going to react. That's natural. All of us do. So, you know, I understand that. But at a certain point, we got to be able to say, well, let me hear what they got to say. Maybe, you know, and sometimes it's not that every point that they're making when they criticize you is correct. And maybe they make 5 or 6 points, but out of that 5 or 6 points, there got to be some validity to 1 or 2 of them. You know, and so don't say, well, okay, I'm just going to dismiss the whole thing because I don't feel like hearing it. You know, you say, okay, well, let me take this in. Let me see their point of view. I don't agree with point number one, but maybe point number two does have some validity. I need to really assess that. I don't agree with point number three they made, but maybe point number four does have some validity. I need to assess that. Or maybe all 5 points they had made some validity. But you got to be open enough to be able to say, well, let me look at it so that I can try to understand it. See, it's so important because we have to learn to rise to the occasion and find solutions to the problems when you're committed to win, no matter what. See, when you're committed to win, you got to find time to rise to the occasion and find solutions to the problem. That's what total commitment is about, having mental toughness. And at the same time, as I started off, not having the monkey mind, tame the monkey mind that Mark Yarnell talks about. And again, we're not calling people monkeys. He says the monkey mind is a term coined in Eastern philosophy to designate a state of mind that jumps from one thought to another thought like a monkey jumps from tree to tree. Get grounded, people. That's what total commitment is about, getting grounded. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101. Again, it's a beautiful Sunday morning. We thank you for listening in, and we want to thank the 20,245 people that have chosen to come here to Home Based Business 101, helping making us one of the number one home-based business shows here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, you know what time it is now. That's that wind-down time. It's my time. It's your time. It's our time. I close out with our theme song, and until next time, God bless you. It's my time.
Telling me that We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition for music and words that create powerful